Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got another great show. In the second hour, we've got Laura Magdalen Eisenhower, and boy, we covered every topic you can imagine, from jump rooms to bases on Mars and the Moon to, I think we just covered just about everything, and the shift and the changes. So the first hour, I really want to kind of stick with that theme a little bit and give people a chance, give the audience a chance to participate if people want to call in, you know, about these changes. So as far as my point of view, I'll give you that and you can give me your point of view and we'll see what manifests. I'll give the call-in numbers in just a minute. So if you want to get a pen or be by your phone or whatever, we can go ahead and give those out. I want to first start out just by giving a little heads up. I would go to YouTube and do a search on Drumvalo Melchizedek, and he talks about 2012, and he gave some really good information, and his information dovetails on my research as well, and it's quite interesting, the information that is coming through. And it covers the whole enchilada and different possibilities and things like that. So I really like it's a very balanced view. But I would really check that out if you can. Go to Drumvalo Melchizedek 2012, I believe. And it was on Coast to Coast. He did an interview on Coast to Coast. And it was a very good interview. So, you know, every once in a while, it's worth listening to. You know, I personally haven't been listening to it as much other than just to find out what the other world is doing out there. But anyway, that being said, the numbers, I'm going to give out the call-in numbers now. So if you have your pen ready, the first call number is 888-627-6008 and 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522 and 530-413-5011. So again, those numbers are 888-627-6008. The second line two, is 530-327-7602. And line three is 530-413-4522. And line four is 530-413-5011. So you have quite a few lines there to call in on, and we can take your calls, but just give us a few minutes to get some of this other news out. But I want to get the kind of a little bit of the negative note out on the way. On Thanksgiving Day, a lot of people were following our court case with the county who've been doing everything they can to close down the ranch. And I actually wrote an article. I'll be sending it out in the newsletter, you know, concerning this. So people that want to get updated on that, we actually had the case dismissed after 9 court appearances and a very expensive go around that with the county that's been going on for over 2 years. So it's just been ridiculous. But it finally got dismissed. But on Thanksgiving Day, we were served with papers again saying they're going to restart up the case again. So this is beyond crazy. It's barratry. It's total misuse of office and funds, and it's just pure insanity on their part. So, but anyway, we're not really worried about it. You know, it's like a Hail Mary toss that they're doing. You know, they pretty much already lost the case, and now they're trying one more attempt. The good news is this time I'm not being charged with a criminal offense where they're trying to lock me up. It's just code violations and things of that nature, which I'm sure we can deal with. But, you know, they're doing all they can to close down the ranch and board up the facilities. And this is their next ploy at that. But we have quite a great legal team, a good legal advisors, you know, that we're working with. And quite an extensive team. You know, we've been flying people out, working with people, counseling with people, and you know, a lot has gone out. You know, to educate ourselves and learn about this, as well as you know, a lot of fees going out to lawyers. So to cover these things, so we've actually stepped outside of that and are working more more in a different venue, you might say, which is working very well. We found out that a lot of the attorneys are there just to turn you over to the system and cut a deal. You know, they're not really going to fight the system or go up against, you know, the injustice or the other problems going on. You know, there are some that will do that, very few. But anyway, sometimes it's better to educate yourself and step up to the plate and get a really good team behind you. And that's basically what we're doing. We may put out another call for some assistance on legal assistance, because we might have to do some traveling to attend some major seminars coming up, so we can kind of fine tune this last shot. And so it's something we're looking at right now and doing. You know, I'm not going to get into, there's some nonsense out there about how this is all not happening. It's all not real. It's whatever, you know, and all the funds are just a ploy to get people to donate. You know, a lot of nonsense going out there. And I think that it's so ridiculous when you're under the gun, you're under fire, you know, your whole life's been disrupted. You know, they've been trying to lock you up and you know, you get handcuffed for standing up for yourself. And, you know, I can go on and on, you know, being dragged into the court system 9 times, you know, to deal with this nonsense. You know, and there's people making claims that none of this is going on, and there haven't been any expenses, and we've used the money for other whatever. I don't know what they're saying, but anyway, these claims are so ridiculous. They're so beyond ridiculous, and we've had to field some of those with people that have been involved in this all the way through, and you know, our legal team is dealing with this nonsense as well. So anyway, you know, whatever, you know, people who try to assassinate the character of others usually are in poor character themselves and end up assassinating their own character. And it would be good to have them do a little research first before making these claims and, you know, putting all this misinformation out. But it usually comes with the territory. There's a lot of victims out there, and there's a lot of frustrated people. And when somebody does come up to the plate that is for real, you know, some people have been wounded so many times that they just keep firing away, you know, without doing any research. But, you know, that being said, you know, just put that under rest. And, you know, we may have to, we are definitely in for round two on this thing. If you want to do some research, just check into Click Attack County and you can look at all the court cases, you know, and see. You know, you can see all the evidence of what's been going down, or you know, give us a call and ask our legal team what's going down, and they'll fill you in. But anyway, it's been a long, arduous journey, a very expensive journey, and you know, we thought we'd finally got out from under this nonsense, you know, with the dismissal, but it looks like they're doing all they can to start it up again. I mean, we did irritate a few judges and a few prosecuting attorneys, and we did not make a lot of friends at the county by doing what we did to get the dismissal. So, you know, there's a lot of bruised egos out there that are wanting to take up the fight again, you know, and you know, why not? You know, you're paying for it, you know, it's your taxpayers' money. They have unlimited funds and resources to continue with the nonsense. You know, and which is a lot of times how they win. But, you know, luckily we've had some amazing people step up the plate and assist us in that endeavor, you know, and make some donations to help us get through and get the legal advice and help and assistance that we needed as well. So, but anyway, we're up for round two. I don't think it's going to go anywhere again, but, you know, we still have to do our thing. We can't just sit back and ignore it, you know, and let it go, because they will railroad the whole thing as they tried to do in the past. So putting that story to rest, there's a few things more to say. Usually I don't want to give that any energy at all, but it has come up over and over again. And there are some people that have no idea what's going on that are just going off, you know, going off on Facebook and other places. You know, it'd be great, you know, with me, if I have a problem with somebody or I think somebody's blowing it or screwing up, you know, I pick up the phone and call them personally and say, hey, what's up with this? You know, especially if I know the person, I'll say, hey, what's, you know, I heard this rumor, you know, what's going on? you know, and I'll talk straight the horse's mouth. I won't go spreading it all over Facebook and all these other venues and, you know, rumors and gossip and other nonsense, you know, without really nailing it down. And even if that person did do something, I would just say, well, that's their karma. You know, that's their experience. That's their journey. You know, why, how does that affect me? You know, why do I need to pick up a sword and go after this person unless I have a major victim role or program that I'm running, you know? So basically it's all about going within. And, I like that old saying, you know, there's your business, others people's business and God's business. And, you know, you really need to be concerned with your own business because other people's business is God's business too. So anyway, that being said, we'll just leave that one alone and let the karma go where it needs to. The other things, you know, we should be getting some call-ins here pretty quick and we'll start answering your questions. As far as the earth changes, you know, there's a lot of information coming out there and I've been doing a lot of research. You know, when I heard Drumvalo Melchizedek's interview on Coast to Coast, I think it was Thursday night, I'm not sure. His research dovetailed with my research and you know, we've been given this information out since 1982 and, you know, through the books Becoming Gods and Reunion with Source have covered these times and this shift and everything they've talked about is happening. And somebody asked me, I want proof, I want evidence that you talked about this, that this was verified and things like that. And I go, buy the book, you know, buy the book, you know, it's the copyrights on there, the date and everything else. So first printing. So anyway, you know, we've talked about the escalation in the severity of the weather, the earthquakes, the volcanic eruptions, you know, that's all happened. It's off the scale. The larger earthquakes are off the scale right now. If you look at the graph, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, the severe weather, I mean, look at all the crazy storms and the flooding and the hurricanes and all the other things going on globally right now. It has been escalating. It's off the scale. If you look at the insurance records, as far as natural disaster records, that's just unbelievable. And that tells you, you know, how many claims, how much damage has been done around the world, you know, all these other things. So they have those records as well. But, you know, this is a no-brainer now. You know, again, this isn't prophecy anymore. This is happening. And the information was given about the expanding sun, how the sun was going to continue to expand and start going crazy. You know, all of these things were talked about since 1982. So, again, I want to tell you what my research has taken me. And this is the same information that is coming from the Tibetan, the ancient Egyptians, the Hopi and the Tibetans have gotten together. The Mayans elders have gotten together and they seem to all be in sync, you know, about this time. And there's two sides of the prophecy. You know, there's one side where there's a lot of change and a lot of movement, you know, and a lot of chaos. And then on the other side of the prophecy, it's a time of celebration. It's a time of opening your hearts and making your own spiritual connection, God connection, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's time for that, you know. So, and it's a time of ascension and reunion, you know, with our own higher selves, our own God selves, and the God within us. So there's two sides of that prophecy, but we want to talk about the challenging side first, because that's what we're walking into. And, you know, so it's not too far away. We're seeing it right now. We're moving up to this pivot point. And the pivot point is between December 21st and December 23rd is what it looks like. And so this date is the best guess that we can give, because this is when we align with galactic plane. And that alignment is going to create some incredible magnetic waves, a lot of energy going through the planet. It's probably going to activate the sun. Just a lot of things are going to go down during that time period. So a lot of things they talk about, you know, you listen to the Hopi prophecies and other prophecies, and they say basically, you know, you need get your kiva, you know, and get down your kiva and close the doors, you know, and meditate and make your peace and just really make your own personal connection with spirit, you know, during these times, you know, and they talk about, you know, the Tibetans were talking about, you know, the latest information from the Tibetans talking about this shift that we're going to go through, their oracle that just was released. And I put that out over the newsletter. So again, go to eseti.org, sign up for the newsletter if you want to get these events. We'll probably put those out again. We'll put the Tibetan information out. And we just put Drumvalo's interview out as well. But, you know, they're talking about it's a time to, you know, darken your windows. They said, close your doors, go within. And it's a time of shadows. And what I think, they said your mind's going to play a lot of tricks on you. But what I believe is that this is true. The magnetics are going to drive people a little crazy. And this is Russian research. You know, when they sent people up to the mirror, they had some serious problems. The first guys they brought up without the magnetic fields and the other things going on, and they brought them back and they didn't even know who they were. And they're basically gone, and it wasn't repairable. They couldn't fix it. And so you lose a lot of your consciousness when you're in the absence of magnetic fields. It's totally tied into to magnetics. And I've always felt that there's going to be a shift. Something's going to happen that's going to change the denser consciousness, the denser levels of consciousness, and allow us to have this huge shift, you know, in consciousness, a big evolutionary jump. Well, this explains the process, basically, because we are moving into a magnetic pole shift. And the scientists know this. That happens every so often. It's in the geological records, and we're ripe for this shift to happen. And it's starting already. It's already happening. It's in that process. The magnetic fields on the Earth are having rapid changes. They're weakening. You know, they're getting ready to flip. You know, we're very close to that. So when this magnetic flip happens, you are going to have a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And people just kind of zombied out, you know, to going, who am I? Where am I? You know, what was I doing? Which might be a good thing, because people operating from the ego right now are really screwing up this planet. And they're screwing up their lives and everybody else's lives. And those who are operating from the baser consciousness, you know, of see me, dig me, you know, sense gratification, that whole thing. They're locked into their five senses and totally disconnected from their heart. And those people kind of need an experience. They need a lifting. And so this is going to be a good thing when this happens. You know, this lifting is going to be something that is almost like a divine intervention, you might say. So during this process, by removing that denser consciousness, we're also going to be moving up, you know, because when you get rid of the denser, heavier energies, what happens? You start to ascend. You start moving up into the fourth dimension, which is where we're going. So the entire Earth is moving into the fourth dimension. She's taking a journey, and we're on her. We have no choice but to go on that journey. There's no way out. You can dig the deepest bunker on the planet. You can get the best defense system, you can get the best food, you can do whatever you want to do, and it's not going to matter if you haven't shifted in consciousness. And if you've totally shifted in consciousness, you're going to be in service mode. You're not going to be self-serving and doing the separation game and me first and the heck with everybody else. So, I mean, that program, when you get a bunch of people that are the elite, extremely wealthy, that have these underground cities and fully equipped with the highest technology going underground, these people are just clueless. They don't get it. They don't understand the mechanics of what's happening. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go. There is a short time when you are going to have to, you know, kind of be aware of what's happening around you, and you might want to find a space, you know, a safe space that you can be in for 3 or 4 days. Also have some food for maybe a month or two. That's not an unwise thing to do. And you know, close your doors and just make your peace for 3 days. That's a really good idea. even if nothing happens, that's a really good idea. Dark retreats are awesome. You know, when you do a dark retreat, your whole mind resets itself. And you lose a lot of, release a lot of the past and the denser consciousness. So anyway, no matter what, we don't know exactly, you know, what the dates that are coming up over and over again are December 21st through December 23rd. And I know I can speak for a lot of people right now. They're just saying, I am so fed up with what's happening on this planet now. And they welcome this. They go, anything is better than what's happening right now. So, you know, with this extreme uneven dispersal of wealth, the manufactured lack going on, the war industry running the shots, and the crazy scientists, you know, and all this other covert clandestine stuff that is totally not in the highest and best good of the planet and the people. There's a lot of people out there that are just saying, you know, this is beyond ridiculous. You know, something's got to shift. Something's got to happen. And they welcome these changes. And they're going to do whatever's necessary to get through these changes. So, you know, the good news, eventually everybody's going to make it because the earth is going to go in that direction. But the people that are choosing, you know, the separation game and choosing to continue with the manufactured lack and the uneven dispersal of wealth and the hoarding and the greed, those people are going to have the hardest time getting through this shift. So basically, they're just digging themselves a hole, a deeper and a deeper hole. It's a big karmic hole. And even though they've dug a big hole in the earth, they're not going to get away from their karma or their reaction to their actions or their dense consciousness, which is going to really hit the wall. And so it's very important to, at these times, not to, to go with them, you know, learn to forgive, learn to move forward. Don't live in the past, release the past and start creating your future, create your tomorrow the way you want to see it. And just prepare for some times, you know, we are going to go through some chaos and some tough times getting through this shift. And when you love yourself, including your physical self, which is the creator in all creation, including you, you'll take care of yourself. You know, that's just the way it is. That's the bottom line. So we have to prepare physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, this is a holistic approach if you want to stay on the planet. You know, if you want to just take off and go away, then that's fine. You know, it's like, but you may not be able to take your body with you if you don't take care of it. You know, same thing about the ascension process. You know, heaven's all around you. We're here to bring heaven to earth. We're here to see the creator in all creation and master judgment. And when we do that, then we ascend. You know, our bodies get lighter, less dense. You know, the energy starts creating a quickening in the very cell itself, and the body starts vibrating faster and faster. And then we take off and we ascend. It's called grounding the energy. You know, we need to ground the energy. So the more grounded you are, the more healthy you are, the more you can ground the energy, the quicker the ascension process happens. You know, it's kind of a paradox, but a lot of people don't understand, you know, how that works. But anyway, I'm going to go and give the call letters out again, and people can call in and give us your take on the changes. But basically what I definitely see in my own visions, I do see a lot of movement. I see a lot of water, ocean displacement. I see a lot of other things happening, but I also see a lot of ascension going on, a lot of people moving into the fourth dimension and moving into a different reality. And so there's overlapping realities happening all at once. And I think we are going to definitely experience some huge changes, some major changes, but eventually we're going to move beyond this timeline and into a whole different reality. But it's getting from here to there is going to be really interesting. Now, when you have a huge influx of energy, you know, semantics tells us that there's going to be chaos until we find equilibrium and make it to the next level. And that's just the way energies work. You know, so the more we engage this higher consciousness and energy, the more challenges we're going to have, the more we're going to be facing our beast, our necromancers or whatever, and we're going to have to deal with them. We're going to have to deal with those issues when they come up. The good news is the God within you has the big eraser, and it can just go never happened, you know, and erase this right off the board. And you gain the wisdom from the experience, and it settles in the soul. So that's why you really want to make your own personal connection with spirit and ask, you know, ask for assistance. You know, when you're in the throes of these challenges and facing your beast and your old wounds and traumas and whatever they're creating around you, it's really time to go within and ask for some assistance, you know, to get this stuff off your back, basically, you know, to get these old programs erased and moved out. We've been doing a lot of that here. Those are some of the processes, the transpersonal release sessions we do here. We do a lot of clearing of past lives. We clear up a lot of any kind of entities hanging around. We make sure those are off your back. And then we also work on from age one and just continue from age one on and find any major blocks and patterns. I don't know if it's up on the website yet. I sent it to my webmaster, but we actually had a technology here that actually filmed this experience. And it's amazing, you know, when you see this experience, because you see the whole room light up with golden energy or pink energy or green energy, depending which being is coming in to assist in the clearing. And basically when that happens, they actually filmed it, and you actually see the energy in entering the room, and it kind of looks like a little golden tornado or a pink tornado that starts opening up, and then everybody in the room starts pixelating out and turns into like white light, and then they turn into the color that's coming into the room, and then it allows you to heal things very quickly and very gracefully. But, you know, It's an interesting process. It's taking, you know, 30 years to develop. You know, I've been doing it for quite a long time. And if you talk to anybody that's had one, you know, the work speaks for itself. I don't advertise it. You know, I don't really talk about it that much. But in the days to come, it's really a good idea to you know, get these denser energies out of your fields and you know, reconnect with this shift going on. One of the things Ezekiel used to always said, he always said that when these energies come through, they're going to hit you like a brick or a feather, depending on your density. And if you have some huge issues around certain things, those are going to be amplified, you know, and it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to look at what needs to be healed and own it, you know, rather than project and blame. That's one of the things I'm seeing right now. These energies are accelerating. They're coming in hot and heavy. And there's a lot of people that are shifting into the victim role, and they're blaming and projecting, and in their own minds, they're making up scenarios that are so far from reality. It's unbelievable. And if they would just own it, if they would just stop blaming and stop projecting, and own the fact that they are co-creators, that they're creating their own reality, and change that reality or gain the wisdom from the experience and move on, you know, they would jump, they would take a quantum leap in consciousness, you know. But if they want to continue to project and blame and revenge and get even and all these other programs they're running, you know, whole countries are doing this, you know, Israel is doing this, you know, it's like, you know, Palestinians are doing this, and, you know, we're all going, oh, save the holy lands. Well, the lands were holy before the Israelis got there. And what about the people that got kicked off of those lands? You know, come on, you know, let's pay attention. Let's do a real history lesson before we jump on one side or the other. You know, it's very important to look, you know, the same thing, you know, people are talking about America, you know, the terrorists, you know, and, you know, coming to America. Well, we terrorized the Native Americans when we came. You know, we were the terrorists. We were the invaders, you know, and we totally terrorized them. Believe me, you know, if you look at the real history and what we did to the Native Americans, I mean, that's some heavy karma. So basically, you know, we just need to stop this nonsense of, you know, I'm better, or I'm the chosen one, or my God's bigger than your God, or all these other things. We just need to start dropping this program and get back into unity consciousness and align ourselves with unity consciousness and start loving each other and see the creator in all creation and honor the diversity and we'll get through these times. But if we're going to allow governments and religions to run things, you know, good luck with that. You know, they're a total failure. Do we have universal peace? You know, do we have individual freedom and prosperity for everybody? Have we evolved to a very spiritual, loving state? You know, no. You know, they're a total failure. So we might need to be trying something else. You know, that's the bottom line. But anyway, it looks like we've got a call. We've got Debbie on line 3. Let's see if we can bring Debbie on.
Hello?
Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Hi, James. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the way time is speeding up. I know that not everybody's feeling it, but, like, I'm feeling it, like, out of control. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if this is going to stop after December 21st or, you know, what's going on with that.
Definitely, yeah. It seems to be, I don't really believe time is speeding up, but creation is speeding up. So things are creating, are being created faster and faster and faster. You know, we magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. So this quickening is actually accelerating those creations. And we're having to move very, very quickly now through things that, you know, in the old days, you know, basically you were born on the farm. You worked the farm, you know, you met the girl next door, you got married and you're back on the farm and your kids are born on the farm and that's basically it. But, you know, you really think about nowadays, people are, you know, born on the farm and end up with quite a few relationships and sometimes multiple partners and multiple families, you know, as they work through their stuff and get through, you know, what their soul needs for completion. And that process seems to have really sped up. And so it's tricky. The main thing I can say is to try to master loving detachment and become the observer and observe the process and allow people their process. And don't get hooked into their program or their process, you know, but just keep focused on love and joy and bliss and sending that into your arena and then set boundaries where they're necessary and just say, I don't want to participate, you know, in what else is going on. But it does seem like time is speeding up, but I really think it's more like the manifestation time is definitely speeding up. Another thing too that kind of dovetails into that is that the veils between worlds are coming down, and so people are seeing out of the corner of their eyes. We're seeing, like, all of a sudden we'll see a being standing there, or a shadow person, or lights, or all these other things happening that have been going on all along. But now that the veil's becoming thinner, we're starting to have experiences and seeing a lot more of these paranormal events and guides and masters and other dimensional beings, and that is really escalating. And right now, during these, we're getting some major CMEs hitting the planet, and solar flares and things of that nature are creating this phenomenon even more so. The veils are even getting thinner when these events happen. So, you know, I don't know if you've had that experience. Have you been kind of seeing like little shadows and beings?
Yeah,
or
not actual beings, but I've seen, like, you know, I just think that I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and when I look, it's not there, but I felt like I saw something.
Yeah, and you feel a presence too when that happens. And what happens is the cones in your eyes, the cones on the side of your eyes, the peripheral vision is able to pick up other dimensions. And when you look at something directly, you're back in this dimension only. It drops you right back into the objective vision and seeing what's here in the physical. And that's what happens. If you can train yourself not to turn and look at the object when you see it, just keep looking straight ahead and observe it out your side vision, you'll be able to hold on to these images longer.
Oh.
And be able to see what they are.
Oh, okay. The other thing I was wondering about was, when you're moving into these other dimensions, are we not going to remember the people that we knew before the 21st and 23rd, or does that, you know, is it going to erase your memory of everyone you knew, or are we still going to know people that we know now?
You know, I think my thing is, I believe if you're connected into your soul and you're more operating from a soul level and consciousness, it's not going to be much of a shift. And if you've done your spiritual practices and learned to meditate and still the mind and live in that still point, you know, where the polarities end, it's not even going to bother you. But the people that have a real strong vested ego, you know, interest in their ego and the separation game and are very materialistic and things like that, I think they're going to have a hard time with these shifts because they're not prepared for them. You know, they haven't done their homework. And so, but I think, you know, most people that are just basically good people and that are service oriented, that love people, that are trying to help, they're going to cruise right through this. They'll be fine because they're going to get a lot of help in the process. But I think the people that are continuing, you know, with the elitist program and the separation game and the greed and all the other problems that are going on, those are going to have the hardest time getting through this shift. And basically they need to lose their minds. You know, they, you know.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
They're totally misusing their minds anyway, and they're creating a lot of havoc on this planet. And so, you know, they need to be shifted back into something a little less destructive, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, James.
Oh, you're welcome. And also, too, the, you know, it's like people are saying, you know, our best shot, I mean, all the evidence, everything is looking towards December 21st through 23rd. But my thing is that there's a lot of things happening now. I mean, we're having changes like crazy happening now, moving up to this event. And so I would caution people in trying to nail down an exact date or an exact time, because it just doesn't work that way. You know, it may work that way if we can get the exact time when Galactic Plane is going to come through and align, which looks like December 21st through the 23rd. That's probably when these events, major events, are going to happen. But there's going to be things happening before this event and after this event. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes through 2013 as well. But I also believe we're going to reunite with the greater family of man, and we're going to have a lot of unification with these higher dimensional beings that are going to assist us in this process.
Well, right. Isn't something supposed to happen on the March solstice? Like an actual ascension, or?
You know, I can't really say. I think there's pivotal points where it's going to be easier for a lot of people to move into the next level. And then it's going to be some other points after that. You know, that's probably going to be another point. You know, the solstices and the equinoxes usually have some really big energy associated with them. I've also seen the full moons. You know, when you get a full moon and a huge solar flare, those things together create some pretty intense energies for people. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of research there. If you look at planetary alignments and you look at when these certain planetary alignments, like the Jupiter effect and things like that, do some research there. If you keep an eye on when these alignments happen and watch the sun, if the sun is going off at the same time, and it's geo-effective, you know, it's coming towards the Earth. I know one thing is, when you have certain planetary alignments, a full moon and the sun going bonkers, you know, it's like you can go, uh-oh, we're in for some chaos. There's some big energy coming in. And, you know, and that's where the lunatic program comes in. You know, people get a little loony when these energies come in. But, you know, I hope that answered your questions. Is there anything else?
Yes, no, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, just hang in there and just become the observer and do that loving detachment thing. And if you can find that sacred space within yourself, you'll be fine.
Well, I've been following Dhrinvalo also, so, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's doing some good work out there recently, especially, and I've met him personally and spent some time with him. You know, I think I like his work, and I think he's a real nice guy, and he's heart's in the right place, and he's doing what he can to kind of get people turned around and focused within.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. I'll let someone else get on.
Great. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
All right. If you want to call in and share any information, ask any questions through these changes, you know, about the changes and some of the latest information, feel free. Those numbers are 888-627-6008 and 530-327-7602 and 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011. So I'll give you that first number again, 888-627-6008. So feel free to call in if you've got any questions. We're coming up to the second hour here. We've got a few minutes left. You know, we can answer a few more calls, but we're going to have a great second hour with Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. And so definitely stay tuned for the second hour because, boy, she just... was delivering the information rapid fire and hard to keep up with her, but some very good information and very pertinent information, you know, in the days to come. But, you know, she's been out in the fields and, you know, head on dealing with, you know, different groups and different, you know, cutting edge information and releasing this information. So, you know, it's been great. But, you know, again, if you want to call in, give us a call and we'll try to get you through these changes and answer your questions and give you whatever information you need. I'm seeing some energies coming in right now that are just phenomenal. I mean, I'm just curious, you know, how many people are having trouble sleeping at night? Raise your hands, you know, whoa, look at all the hands. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it's a lot of these energies coming in. There's definitely a quickening underway. It's intense. People are having a hard time sleeping. Their dreams are just rapid fire. People are their bodies are doing all they can to keep up with these energies. They're talking to them. I know some people are having heart palpitations. They're having lung problems. They're having all these other problems. And, you know, some of these are directly related to these changes in solar effects, and others are related to some of the other changes and are perpetuated by some psychopaths that seem to be running the highest levels of government right now. And that's, you know, the chemtrails and the other things going on. So these are having some pretty severe effects on the body and, you know, holding down the consciousness and other things as well. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of dances going on over there. There's the Dark Hearts doing their thing to try to maintain their program, which is unsustainable, and it just can't continue. There's no way it can continue. It's just, you know, energy wise, where the Earth is going, she's choosing to go to the next level. And no matter what they choose, they can't stop this. This is a universal event. The energy's coming in. It's like going up to a black hole and saying, I'm going to flip a switch and turn you off. Or it's like going out to the ocean and saying, I'm going to stop the waves. You know, it's like, good luck with that. You know, it's not going to happen. The forces coming in are so strong. And the Earth herself is aligning with these energies. And in meditation one day, I got a really powerful message. It said the Earth and the Sun have an agreement. And the agreement is for the Sun to assist the Earth in her ascension process, you might say, moving to the next level in her awakening and healing. And she's going for it. And so, you know, no matter what we do to the planet, she's going to make it. She's going to go to the next level, and go to the next, you know, move into the next dimension. What happens to the people that get stuck on the third dimension and don't go with this shift? You know, I'm really not sure what's going to happen, but I think that world is just collapsing in on itself. And so that creation process and that program is just collapsing in on itself, and they're going to experience that total collapse of that reality. But it's going to be an interesting process. But anyway, the good news is that a lot of these, the dark hearts, are not frequency specific to the planet and where she's going, and they're going to have to figure it out, you know, and get it together, you know, somewhere else probably before they can reincarnate on the earth, because she won't be there for them. They weren't there for her, and she's not going to be there for them, you know, until they get their act together. But anyway, that's the way of the world, you know. That's where the world is going. But, you know, there's been a lot of research into this. It's, we've covered it, you know, from even checking into the Egyptian calendars, the Mayan calendars, there's Aztec calendars. The Tibetans are aware of what's coming up. The Hopi, you know, all of them are all aware that this big shift is going to happen. And again, you know, a lot of them will say that it's probably going to be with this alignment, but they're not committing to that. They're saying it could happen now, it could happen a little later, but it's very close. So, you know, anyway, that's my thing, is I look at the prophecies, and then I look at the science on what's lining up. And it's very interesting, you know, when you look at these two events. And, you know, when that, you know, you take Vedic astrology and the planets are where they're supposed to be, and you take other astronomy, you know, you check out the astronomy and how the electric universe and all the other sciences, and put all that together, and everything seems to point in the direction of some pretty major changes coming up in the very near future. You know, if you have trouble with that and doing all the research and everything else, you know, a really good way to figure out what's going on is, like, look out your window. You know, just look out your window, get out of your cubicle, you know, get out of your office, get out in nature, and start paying attention to what nature's doing, and start simplifying and slow down. A lot of the yogis and lamas are saying to get through these times, you're going to have to slow down, and you're going to have to simplify, because this chaotic world that we live in, and this fast pace, you know, rush, 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 acquire, that program is closing out. It's coming to an end. And, you know, the other day I was driving by Walmart, and we were looking down at the parking lot as I went by, and just watching people drive, and they were driving like frenzied ants. I mean, it was unbelievable. They almost, I don't know why they didn't hit each other. They were like zipping all over the parking lot, cutting across lines, almost hitting each other. They're just missing, you know, like, and it was just, it wasn't happening in just one instance. It was happening all over the parking lot. And as we're looking down on it, as we're going by, I go, wow. And we both acknowledge that. We go, look at the way people are acting. Look the way they're driving. You know, look at what's going on. And, you know, it was a mind blower. We're just going, oh my God, you know, like, this is Crazyville. You know, this isn't the way, you know, Creator planned it. You know, how we turn into this? And, you know, and I really do believe that there is a huge shift. There's higher dimensional beings operating, assisting us in this shift. I know the Pleiadians have more genetic stock here on the planet than any other race, and they're going to play a very big role in the days to come in assisting, and they're fulfilling a prophecy about the star nations returning as well. And a lot of the low-level connections, contacts, be it astral beings or low-level ETs, are being phased out and escorted out. And so that's coming to an end. Their game is over. and their puppets are losing their power structures and they're losing their connections. And so they're just floundering as well, you know, during these times. And it's going to get really interesting because you're going to see a total collapse of the, of this patriarchal hierarchy program and this world of separation. You know, the wave of unity consciousness is moving through. It's massive, it's exponential, it's increasing. And when we hit galactic plane, I think the big eraser may be coming through and just saying, okay, it's time to go to the next level. And I would definitely get really clear on where you're going to be, you know, not just physically, but where you're going to be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you know, during these times. You know, I personally will probably find myself a nice space, light a candle, and hang out. And that's basically where I'm going to be. We've got about 2 minutes left. I've got Dale on line 5. Dale, are you with us?
Hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Listen, I want to give you a little tidbit. I am starting to physically feel the effects of this vibrations, of this whole ascension process. I've been feeling these movements while I sleep at night, but I'm also feeling them now during while I'm laying in bed in the morning when I first wake up, and literally it feels like a coil of energy coiling down my spine and radiating out, and it vibrates and it really feels good.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also ask you, have you made contact with any of the members or any people from the Agarthian network?
You know, I'm not sure. They didn't say they were from there. I have contacted the people underneath the in Shasta. I've had contact with them, and I've actually seen them. I saw a very tall blonde woman walking around with a kind of a gown up there. It was quite interesting, and you know, she was walking right by people and blessing people, and then she just vanished. And I went down to the people she was walking around and blessing, and nobody saw her. And there was like 11 or 12 people down there that she walked right up to. They were looking right at her. Not one person saw her. So I thought that was quite interesting. And I had a lot of inner communication going on there. But most of my contacts.
What I understand from that, and I know time is short, that if you have done the due diligence of working on your own personal meditations and ascensions, that you will be able to see these folks. They will lower their vibrations to be seen, but only to those that are resonating and are in the right state of mind. And, those are the folks of the city of Talos that resides underneath Mount Shasta.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they can read you like a book. You know, they know exactly where you're at just with one glance. They know your frequency, your vibration, and who you are. It's amazing. And so they choose whether or not you're going to see them or work with them.
Well, that's all I have. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work, brother.
All right, great. Thanks for calling in. You too. Well, we're up to the end of the hour, and we're going to have to shift gears now and bring on Laura Magdalene Eisenhower for the second hour, and I hope you enjoy the second hour. It's a very shotgun effect and of information, and just fasten your seatbelt and hang on, because you know, it's going to be a rapid fire show with a lot of fast and furious information coming through. So stay tuned and watch the skies, go within, you know, make your own personal spirit God creator connection. And, you know, let's end this separation game once and for all and start being kind to each other. That's the main goal. So anyway, enjoy it and enjoy the second hour. It's James Killen signing off. Have a great rest of the weekend. Greetings. This is James Killen. We've got another great show for you. We've got Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and she's a cosmic mythologist, global alchemist, clairvoyant healer, Earth advocate, artist, and the great granddaughter of Dwight David Eisenhower. And we've got a lot to talk about. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Laura to the show. Laura, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, your name keeps popping up. It seems like you've been very busy, you know, doing a lot of conferences and things like that. And it seemed like the main headline was about a lot of the Mars project that keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with Andrew Bisaggio, I don't know if I'm saying his name right. But
Bisaggio, right.
Yeah. But and I guess there's a couple other people that have come forward about jump rooms and anti-gravity technology and all these things. I guess it's a lot of it dates back to the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah. It seems, you know, it might even go a little bit earlier than that. I'm not too sure. But, you know, I remember David Wilcox saying something about jump rooms. And this was a little bit after the Mars recruitment that I went through. And then I got to know Alfred. And then he introduced me to Andrew. And now we have Bernard Mendez on the scene and Brett Stillings, which really back up what Andrew Bisaggio is saying, because they were part of the program that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting stronger and stronger. And then, of course, Gary Cassidy did the pilot for True TV connecting to the Hidden Mars Agenda. So it's definitely getting out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just reading some research, and our biological clock is set at 24 hours, I think, 37 minutes. And and so they have people, you know, they take them down in the deepest underground caverns, no light, nothing. So there's nothing to trigger, you know, them to know when it's night or when it's day or whatever. And and what's really interesting is that Mars rotation is 24 hours, 37 minutes.
Oh, wow, right?
Yeah, so a Mars day, so we're actually set to Mars, our biological clocks. And there's a lot of theories about how, you know, Mars was destroyed, you know, and a lot of those people came to Earth, you know, and so I think that's fascinating when you look at the research around that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, really interesting. And also, you know, Tiamat and the explosion of that created Gaia and, you know, the heavens and, you know, how it was the fifth planet near Mars, and just, you know, some of those early cosmic cataclysms that changed the nature of everything and started to bring beings, you know, from Mars to Earth. So there's some interesting history there. And Richard Hoagland talks a lot about the ruins there. And of course, they've said that the ruins have been refurbished in order to be a survival colony now. And then there's even more talk about how Mars is a place to teleport to other star systems because it's not possible to do it on Earth. Since there's so much electronic interference and, you know, all these different agendas that focus on, you know, mind control through electronics, that you can only really teleport to Mars and Moon, but from Mars you can teleport to a ton of different places, but you just can't do it from Earth. So that's some interesting stuff too.
Yeah, a lot going on. I find it interesting. I don't know about you, but you know, I've been watching, you know, a lot of the stuff on you know, with the Mars stuff and things like that, and I go, well, when are they going to come out with the real stuff and blow the lid off it? You know, they're putting out old news, old bits and pieces, keeping everything in the past, you know, but when are they going to really blow the lid off, you know, the fact that we do have a space fleet? We've had anti and counter gravity since, I think, in the 30s over in Germany. You know, they were experimenting with it, and so might have been back in the 20s. You know, but I know for sure it was in the 30s that they had these technologies. But, you know, I'm wondering when they're just going to stop the nonsense, you know, sending a little robot looking for life and doing narrations on it and saying, oh, look, that might be a footprint or, you know, that might be a piece of metal or whatever. I mean, you know, even top people in the field are involved in this, you know, trying to prove that there's either bacteria or some life existed on Mars at one time or whatever. And it seems to all be smoke and screens, you know, as far as what's really going on is that, you know, we've been going back and forth to Mars and there's probably multiple races involved in that. And it's been going on for quite some time.
I know it's really shocking how much they just, you know, throw a bone here and there, but they never, ever, you know, really talk about what's happening. And, you know, there was petitions going out to get the White House to admit to things, you know, connected to disclosure. And they write a letter back and they say, yeah, you know, we're very curious to find out if there is life on other planets. And we are looking. And thanks for your curiosity. And I mean, that kind of letter that's sent out to everybody that, you know, signed the petition, you know, the White House can actually send a letter back saying, you know, we're looking to see if there actually is life out there, even extraterrestrials. And, you know, they're working with extraterrestrials. People in our governments have been working with extraterrestrials for quite some time.
Which groups do you think, I know back in the day, I guess in your, is it your, I don't know, what was Dwight D. Eisenhower to you? He was your
great-grandfather.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he was, in his day, you know, supposedly he had some some experiences and some one-on-one contacts and conversation. I guess some kind of an alliance was made.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those treaties originate far further back than Eisenhower. Lisa Renee, who's just such a phenomenal researcher who gets a lot of information from the Guardian Races, has said that the treaty with gray aliens began with Hitler, Aleister Crowley, and Winston Churchill, which is quite fascinating. And it's not something, you know, we hear about much, and to think of, you know, an alliance between those three is really bizarre, which just goes to show how much, you know, there is a central Illuminati organization that is creating war, that's creating, you know, the divide and conquer scenarios, and that it's just not what we see and what we've learned in our history. So then Roosevelt was the first president to sign a treaty with the Greys, but there was already a lot going on because of this former alliance with Hitler, Crowley, and Churchill. They started the artificial timeline and just the implementation of gray alien technology that, you know, is really just not, it's not our friend. Gray alien technology is not a good thing. And supposedly it gets renewed every 10 years, those agreements, contracts, or treaties, I guess you could say, with the gray aliens.
Yes.
So by the time Eisenhower rolled around and, you know, the end of the Second World War, he was taken under Rockefeller's wing, you know, really to become president, to sort of take somebody who was trying to stop the dark cabal or the Nazis and sort of, you know, bring him in and just kind of plant him in a very sort of lucrative position to make him, in a sense, the scapegoat. Then the renewal of these treaties took place, and I'm not sure quite what happened, but what I heard is that a group called the Ultra signed the agreement and, you know, put the president as sort of the mascot or person behind it. And that's really what the presidency has become. And as much as people, and I'm not into government at all, I don't even vote, but as much as people want to, you know, bash Obama, and I don't blame them for doing it, they have to realize that there's so many more players surrounding him, and he doesn't have, you know, a strong position at all. I don't know, you know, what I might have done or not done. I'm not here to be biased or to protect him, but this is some of the research that's come forward. I just don't think it was a good deal to sign. And but, you know, he also supposedly met with the beings from Venus in the 1960s, and they wanted to assist us. And I guess Eisenhower wanted to disclose what the beings from Venus told him, and the government wouldn't allow him to, because it would have destroyed the economy and people wouldn't be relying on the governments anymore. So that was after, supposedly, the agreement with the Greys. But to me, you know, we're dealing with a lot of sort of malevolent forces on an extraterrestrial level. The ones that really want to connect with humans and work with them, you know, are definitely of a lower origin, because the higher races don't need us. I mean, they can intervene and they can assist us. They certainly don't need us. The Greys do, because they rely on us for their life cycle. They need our power. They need our energy. They need our genetics, because they're a dying race.
Yes.
And so this treaty was supposedly broken because, you know, they created sort of a scenario that sounded, you know, perfectly maybe reasonable to a certain degree. But the treaty was broken. It's gotten out of control, and that's where we are today. But like I said, these things originate far before Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is I don't get any family secrets. I mean, you would think growing up in this family that, you know, I'd be finding out stuff that I could share a little. Oh, yeah, thanks for dinner. You know, they talked about, you know, Eisenhower meeting with aliens. I ask about it in my family, and they still tell me that he went to the dentist, but I'm just not buying it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess probably he would be the only one that knew, and whoever drove him. So,
right.
You know, and the rest of the family would probably just, you know, pretty much trained to believe what they're told.
Right.
You know, in those circles. I find that interesting, this whole thing. You know, there's a lot of people that out there, you know, in the field of ufology, I'm sure you've met with this, but, you know, they have the people out there, they're saying there are no negative ETs whatsoever. You know, it's all benevolent, it's all good, and they all love us and have our highest and best good in order. And then there's other people that say, no, it's all back engineered stuff. We created it. It's our own government's back engineered things. And then there's another group that says it's all evil. You know, they're here, you know, and I'm sure that you've probably been probably attacked by all three groups, depending on whichever message you give.
Right. I try and, you know, stay in the middle and be as accurate as possible based on research and my own personal experience. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, there's far more benevolent races out there than there are malevolent. But the malevolent ones seem, you know, very much to be intertwined with our current reality. I mean, mm-hmm. we are in a realm of duality. There is the role of dark teacher. There are extraterrestrial forces that are influencing humanity. But yes, there have been back engineering. There are my labs. There's absolute and total military control. And their use of alien technology that can create abduction scenarios. And, in you know, in a sense, you know, the person who's experienced it will blame it on an abduction when really, in actual fact, it's the military. So mm-hmm. I think we get a bit of all of it. But yeah. I know that they're not all evil. They're not all good. There's a mixture. But mostly the malevolent ones are dealing with this lower, you know, third density reality because it is such a low density compared to, you know, what we really are all made of. And, you know, they have chosen those that are oriented towards service to self. They find hosts that are very selfish and power hungry. And to me, they're just like demons. I mean, I don't even know if they're extraterrestrials. A lot of the reptilians, you know, have been around quite a long time. They don't show up in biofeedback technologies or some of the things as alien. Michael Reif, who came out with the Mars records, he worked on Mars for 20 years. If people Google the Mars records, you know, he's, you know, talking about a lot of government alien relations. But the reptilians don't even show up as alien when the voice print's taken, but the grays do. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the grays have, you know, quite a few roles. We just interviewed Kim Carlsberg, who's a contactee, and she said that she experienced everything from, you know, the most cold and hostile grays to the most loving and connecting of gray species, and that there's actually a lot of different gray species. So, you know, I really just think that, you know, what our disposition is, what our frequency holds. I mean, we, you know, we have spirit guides, there's angels, there's, you know, extraterrestrials of all levels. And I know you know about this more than most because of where you live and what you've experienced. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just think, you know, depending on the frequency we hold in our own inner disposition, we attract these sort of forces and we see it on a collective level. And you're dealing with governmental bodies or authority structures that are already using us and taking our power and using it against us. That there is an off-planet energy there, but, you know, we direct it based on our disposition. I mean, the state of things in the world is a reflection of the collective conscious. But there's plenty of entities outside of us that come in and assist us, just like, because we have ethereal bodies and we're far beyond this physical. So of course we're going to be dealing with entities that are going to find a compatibility with every single one of us. Mm-hmm. So on a collective level, they'll work with groups that are service to self-orientated, and there'll also be those that are connecting with higher dimensional beings that are service to others and that are in a higher dimensional level. And to me, this is just a very diverse planet with all sorts of beings, all sorts of extraterrestrials. And, you know, just stepping back and seeing it as a whole, you know, the majority definitely is dealing with, you know, lower vibrations, but to me, it can be very much a catalyst. And, you know, we're dealing with the lessons of duality based on the tree of good and evil. And so we can use it to our benefit to help us wake up rather than put us in more fear and victim consciousness or in the disposition where we're going to make agreements and sell our soul to the dark side for the sake of power and wealth and control and domination.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, you know, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And as you're saying, you know, if you look at the condition of today's society, how many people are really walking a path of impeccable integrity and have open minds and loving hearts and are service-oriented people? And, you know, you think about that, you go, wow, you know, if there were a group of negative aliens, you know, then and looking for a home, you know, of people that have chosen to, you know, capitalize at the expense of humanity, Earth, or want to overpower others or just seek lust for power and wealth, I mean, they'd have a feeding frenzy here on Earth, you know, versus
totally.
other places. So basically, you know, they say, you know, you have the government, you know, you get the government you deserve. And And I think we get the contacts we deserve. And until we rise to the occasion, I'm not speaking for everybody. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful people out there, even simple people that aren't rocket scientists that are having wonderful contacts and connections with the spirit world. I'm not talking about those people, but, you know, we have a serious problem here, and it's a problem that begins in consciousness, and it's a lot of the integrity levels have fallen to, and just this total depersonalization of what we do to each other and the planet, and the dehumanization thing going on, all of this stuff, we're just ripe for the picking. You know, if you have a negative race that wants to inhabit that kind of a reality.
Right. I mean, anything that's lost connection to source, the only other place that they can get energy or, you know, just life force is from people. I mean, that's what vampires do. They've lost connection to source, and so they need to take the life force of other beings in order to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And these fallen angelic realms that have chosen to not redeem themselves, get back in alignment with their integrity and their higher self and their connection, you know, have chosen to feed on and prey on humanity to get energy and power and sustenance, and people willingly hand it over. I mean, nothing out there can take our free will unless we willingly give it. So, you know, the worst thing that's happened is just the amount of deception out there that has taken vulnerable minds and steered them in the wrong direction. But, you know, we have the divine spark within. There is intuition. There should be something that says, wait a second, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right. But so many people are so unconscious. And like you said, we are ripe for the pickings. I mean, parasites are going to feed on this. And, of course, light workers are going to be attacked too. The Orion group or the Orion Empire, some of them just they're kind of in the middle, and they're just, you know, looking just to feed. So these other agendas, I mean, like the Illuminati, I mean, they claim to be connected to Lucifer, that they are specifically playing the dark teacher role to act as a catalyst to help us awaken. But as far as I'm concerned, they've taken it way too far, and you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, like, I'm not one to decide that, but yeah, when we see what's going on, I just can't imagine that life isn't challenging enough to give us enough wake up calls to need this extra amount of crap that targets us from the minute we're born, that doesn't give people much of a chance, you know. But at the same time, a big cosmic test. I mean, we got to dig deep. We got to really, you know, look at what energy we're putting out there, what our frequency is, and what we're allowing. Based on what we're giving away. And if we're feeding vampires rather than connecting to our own source and our own life force, these are the lessons we got to get in touch with and grow from.
I agree. You know, a lot of times there's benefits that come from feeding the vampires. You know, there's a lot of short-term gain, you know, either power or wealth or fame or something along that line, and people automatically jump into it. It's like, you know, you go to Hollywood, people will sell their souls to get in a movie and do whatever's necessary just for fame. And you watch that, and you know, it just turned into a meat and soul market, unfortunately. But, and, you know, and the messages that are coming out of Hollywood, you know, are just the whole program, you know, of fame and worship and stars. And a lot of them, you look at their real life and you go, God, I wouldn't want that, you know, even though they have the you know, all the money and the big houses and the fancy cars and the fame and everything else. You look at their regular everyday life, and there's really no love or joy, and a lot of them are wrecks, you know.
Totally.
They're emotional wrecks, because that's really not the path, you know. But I think it's interesting looking at that whole process of how we need to buck up and rise to the occasion and live a life of integrity, is, you know, and just do the best we can and not sell our souls out, you know, just go within and go, does this feel right? You know, is this good for, you know, there's an old Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good.
Right.
You know, it's really that simple. The basics are there. And if we just get into the basics and just go, wow, wait a second, you know, this is a program that's very self-centered, you know, it's destructive, it's not sustainable. I'm not going to get involved with it, but very few people will step back and look at that and say, well, I have a family to feed. I need the money. You know, I've got car payments to make and things like that. And they'll just go ahead and shut out that side of themselves that knows what they're doing is not in their highest and best good or the highest and best good of the planet.
Yeah, or their children and the children that they're raising and what the future, I mean, what future they're going to be facing. It's not worth it. I mean, I wish people would take more risks. I mean, I lived on the road for a long time. I lived in the wilderness. I know how to recycle $10 for about 2 months and live on it. I mean, these are some of the fun challenges where we get to play with energy, where we get to see the difference between that source and our own inner abundance and how much we're provided for when we're really on that organic path. Compared to, you know, just doing it in the instant gratification way that creates karma, it harms others, and it just, you know, creates way more lessons than we really truly want. And just people can't see the big picture. And I'm shocked here in 2012 that, you know, simple kindergarten skills, you know, aren't even, I mean, I just don't understand the lack of integrity. I mean, I just really don't. I think that at this point, with all the different incarnations that people have experienced and all the different lessons that, you know, people aren't choosing the higher road. I thought we'd be way further ahead, but that just goes to show the power of just that instant gratification and just, you know, how depleted people are on a self-awareness level, that it's all about what's outside of themselves. And if it's not about, you know, wealth or fame, it's about belief systems that don't serve us at all either. You know, religion and, you know, even the people that are more humble and simplistic, you know, are still getting ensnarled in some of these agendas and belief systems that just aren't very empowering. I think there's going to be a big acceleration and just, you know, people facing some of these, you know, hard decisions and choices. Mm-hmm. Are you going to take the lower road or the higher road? What's really worth it to you? Because to me, it's not about what we're seeing on the planet. It's really not about chemtrails and this and that. It's about how we react to it and what does it make us become? Do we become, you know, more empowered or do we turn our head the other way? What are we going to do with what we've been given? And what I think counts more than anything is what we choose to do with our character. Not, you know, are we going to go into fear? Is this really our future? But, you know, what are we going to do with our character? How does it shape us to becoming better people? Are we choosing to be better? Are we choosing to allow it to put it just further into denial and self-absorption? I mean, everything that we confront gives us a choice. And I think as long as we always make the choice to step up to higher integrity and more service, the more we're going to ascend to a far better experience. And these are why these things are showing up, not to scare us, not to show us a glimpse of what our future is going to be, but to help us decide within ourselves how we're going to orientate our energy and frequency, because that's what's going to determine where we end up, is the energy that we hold. So
I agree. Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned chemtrails. I find that, you know, this subject, I've been putting out a lot of information whenever it comes out to inform the people and bring awareness to people what's going down. But I look at this and it's tricky between, you know, you have a great love for humanity and the earth and you see what's being done to the planet, but also too, you don't want to get caught up in it. And so you can still address it, you know, with loving detachment and say what needs to be said. But I just find it amazing how this could be done on such a massive scale without hardly anybody doing anything about it or rising up. And it just shows the condition of society, you know, that it's very basic. You know, we know there's aluminum oxide, there's barium, there's strontium, and a plethora of other biologicals that are coming down. That's all been measured. You know, they're toxic dumps, basically. And it's obvious, you know, that's going to have a serious effect on nature, on our own immune systems, on humanity. That's very clear. So, but you know, it's amazing how people just don't want to look at it, don't want to address it. You bring it to the disease control people or the environmental impact people, you know, all those people, and they just, oh, it's not happening, it's not real, and you can't miss it. It's like in their faces, but you know,
I know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. It's like I can understand, you know, a UFO event or a conference where some people might say, oh, it's not for me because I haven't seen any extraterrestrials, so it's a hard one. But my gosh, everybody can look up in the sky and see something getting sprayed. And it is not normal. I don't remember it when I was a child. You know, generations before us never experienced this. And, you know, I've lost so many high school friends. It's the one place, you know, where I really dropped off. And like, I just don't have anybody that's still a friend from high school. They think I'm nuts for sharing this sort of stuff. I mean, they're my Facebook friends, but they're gradually leaving one at a time because they just don't want to get in touch with this information.
Yeah.
And what I love what you shared is detachment is so important. It's like, you know, we're going to be triggered to get very like involved in all this stuff, but we have to remember that, you know, part of the agenda is to also, you know, grab us energetically and pull us into this dilemma. But if we can share the facts and do it from a place of detachment, be solution oriented to just spread the word and all of that without giving our energy away to it and our emotions and all this, you know, I think that we're walking, you know, in balance, and we're being active, proactive, and also not dragged into the trap that it represents, not just on a health level, but on a consciousness level. We got to keep our frequency high because it'll be able to assimilate and transmute a lot of these toxins as we're shifting into higher dimensions. So I'm just glad you said that, because there is a fine line to walk with some of these issues. But it's shocking to me as well that you know, people have no problem going out to vote for Obama, but they can't vote for themselves. They can't vote for integrity. They can't vote for just being an empowered individual that can say and spot the things that are wrong in our world. Instead, they're just, well, Obama will take care of it, or somebody else will do it. Why should I have to? And yet nothing happens. Nothing changes. It's just the same thing over and over again with a different face.
Yeah, I've always said there's a corporate elite running the program, basically, and then you have the puppet show, you know, the Republicrats, you know, going on. And then they install their guy, and once the guy gets elected, they take him down and show him the Magruder film and says, okay, do you understand, you know, that we give you orders, we tell you what's going to happen. There's a little wiggle room there, not much, but you go against, you know, the plan here, then you get the bullet in the head, you know, or your family gets taken out or whatever. So, you know, it's pretty clear. And some of them, they don't even need to show them the film because they've already sold out. You know, they're just there for the power and the fame, you know, and the wealth or whatever.
But it should be starved. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why anybody's still showing up, or it's just, it needs to be ignored. I mean, the focus should just be on Mother Earth and just our own personal power and just how much creativity and abundance can just come from that. I mean, this whole system, the whole government is a parasite. So I don't know. It just takes our hopes, our fears, our wishes, our dreams. And, you know, it keeps people lazy and unconscious. And, you know, same with Hollywood and all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It is just one giant mind control program. And to give you the illusion that, you know, even you look at this program, it's so disempowering because it's always set up as that somebody out there is going to save you. You know, religions, they have their savior. You pray to this person, you give them all your power, and then they're going to take care of you. You know, the Hollywood, you know, they boy meets girl, boy saves girl, either girl or boy save planet, you know. You know, it's they have these things over and over again. It's the same agenda, the same program, and it's all, you know, where's personal responsibility come in? You think about it, you go, you know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and you know, I don't want to Christian bash. You know, I'm not saying they're negative people or bad people. There's a lot of really good people that are good Christians, but one of the most disempowering things I've ever seen was, you know, they go, well, you know, God wanted it that way, or Jesus fixed it, or Jesus saved me, or they blame God or the devil for everything, you know. And I go, well, what about personal choice and action reaction and accountability and your responsibility for the choices that you've made, and you know, gaining the wisdom from those experiences and learning to make better choices versus blaming everything on some power outside of yourself. And that's the most blasphemous thing you can say, you know, to anybody, but that's what their teacher told them. You know, their own teacher, you know, good old Yeshua ben Joseph said, don't worship me, you know. You know, he said, be still and know your God. He goes, get out and meditate, you know. And he said, there should come a day when man shall not worship God in the temples or in the mountaintops, but within self, you know. And all of his teachings were empowering, saying God is within you, you know.
Why are people confused all this so bad? I mean,
yeah. Yeah. It's like his whole teachings, you know, ye are God's children of the Most High. I mean, how plain can it be? You know, when he said it's God's closer than the hair on your head. I mean, how closer can you get than being within everyone and everything? I mean, the Creator's omnipresent. It's a no brainer. But in dealing with these religions and a lot of even the governments and everything else, we think that some outside force is going to take care of us. They, you know, God or our Savior or or whatever culture we're in is going to take care of us, or the government is going to take care of us. And again, you know, I'm all for helping out those less fortunate, you know, and things like that, and ending this uneven dispersal of wealth and the manufactured lack and the greed and everything else. I'm all for getting rid of that. But at the same time, the only way that's going to happen is through personal empowerment, where people stand up and take responsibility and don't participate in these programs anymore, and just say, you know, I'm not going to participate in war. I'm not going to participate in any technologies or business institutions that are harmful to humanity, the earth, you know, or I'm not going to participate in governments that are disempowering and taking people's freedoms away and rights. You know, until that happens, we're just going to have the same old program going.
I know, and it's the divide and conquer thing. I mean, people think they really understand politics, and they're picking sides, and they think there's a real war.
Yeah.
And just, you know, everything going on in Israel and just how the Zionists call themselves the real Jews, just to confuse everybody. And, I mean, they've collaborated with Nazis. None of it's real. And the thing is, people are so passionate about it, and they think that they're choosing something or choosing and electing a president. Or anytime we're choosing sides, we have to, you know, remember that, you know, we're not seeing the truth of what's really there, and it's choosing something that goes against something else, which makes us a part of the war, makes us a part of the opposition and the divide and conquer mentality. And it goes all the way down and traces back to the way people view Christ or Lucifer or the goddess, and just, you know, it's all outside of the self. And you know, I write a lot, and I encourage people, you know, take all these archetypes, all these deities, and put them all in the same room and have them have a conversation in your own being and create harmony within all of them, because we're made of all of it. All these different races, too. It's just like, you know, there's two races of beings on this planet, love and hate, you know, unity consciousness and divide and conquer. The rest of it doesn't matter, you know, what your label is, what your race is, what you even look like, or what color of your skin. There's two races of beings, you know, those that unite, those who love, those who see us as the global family, and those that just, you know, want to rule, want to control, and want to create these facades and fake scenarios so that we all have historical resentments that come from false history, so that we never really truly get along. And, you know, if people could understand that, then we could counteract it with the very thing they're trying to take away from us. If they're trying to take away our peace, we need to own the peace. If they're trying to, you know, conquer and divide, we need to unify even more strongly, you know. And if we expect God to fix it, or, you know, we're blaming this or that, we need to find it within ourselves, because we have the God and devil within us. And these are creative forces that we have a choice within our own nature to work with. And ultimately, it's integration, it's balance, it's, you know, bringing the higher and lower worlds together, that's going to create the alchemy that will set us free. But people are still playing these games. You know, they think that they know what they're talking about in these political discussions, and they're getting so distracted by it, which is exactly what they want. And, you know, to me, you know, it's not about any of these races or anything. It's just, you know, make a choice. You either are into unity or separation.
Yeah, I was watching this war, and I get these things, you know, from this one woman was just totally – bomb is going to save us, you know, this and that. And then she sends me this other thing about the holy war. The holy lands are under attack, and we need to protect them. And finally, I just said, look, have you done any research into the history of the holy lands? And were they holy before they were taken away from the original inhabitants? And who are the original inhabitants? Oh, man, she just like flipped out and just started lighting into me. And I said, before you jump on one side or the other, get a history lesson, you know, do some research and see what it's all about, because you'll find out it's not what you think it is. It's like a lot of times, you know, we jump on the side of we think the people that are being victimized, and actually they're the perpetrators of the nonsense and have been for quite some time. So it's kind of weird. It's like I see people as like there's a wave of energy, and they wait for the mainstream media or the institutions to tell the mainstream media what to say, and then they say it, and everybody goes with this wave, and they never do the research and really look into what's really going on. I mean, we had our time. We were invaded, you know. We invaded, you know, the Native Americans, and then we got invaded by England, and then, you know, it's like you go, which, you know, we're protecting our shores. Well, what about the Native Americans? You know, it's like, what if they rose up? You know, wouldn't they be protecting their shores? You know,
right.
And I just go, when are people going to really look at the history of the real history? We live on half-truths, and those half-truths are given to us by the media and by the major institutions that govern the medias. And we very seldom actually have any critical thinking whatsoever or do any research into what's really going on.
Yeah, I know. And then, of course, they just lots of disinformation too, to just make it even more confusing. But, you know, there is some, you know, core truth. And if, you know, people search, you know, and they get in touch with their intuition, they're going to be able to tell the difference. No, there's just going to be an instinctive reaction of yes, this feels good, or no, it doesn't. And the thing is, people have already given so much of their beliefs away, so much of their power away, that is there even an intuition left? So it's just shocking because, you know, we can, you know, sit there and squabble about history and your ancestors did this to my race and blah, 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 and keep this stuff going, you know, like it's historical gossip that just gets passed down generation to generation, but it's like a telephone game. None of it's accurate. None of it's true to what it has been. So why don't we just drop the whole story, clean this, start fresh, look at each other with fresh eyes and connect on a heart level and just find some level of forgiveness, understanding that there's been a massive, massive conspiracy of complete and total manipulation so that we all pretty much self-annihilate without the help of them anymore because they've already planted the seed of discontent and separation. You know, even if they all evacuated right now, humans are left so wounded, so confused, so lost in like what they think is real that, you know, we would just do our own selves in.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to just stop the pattern and like, you know, reset, press the reset button and, you know, clear all this. Because, you know, so many of us are made up of so many different races and, you know, we're all different mixes. And I mean, I just don't see the good or purpose in just carrying these conflicts on anymore. And if you really want to get down to the true enemy, you know, let's just break down and see what the origins of the Illuminati are and how they infiltrated the Freemasons and how they infiltrated the Knights Templar and how the real Illuminati aren't even the Illuminati that we see today. They are the Grail Keepers. They are the ones that are trying to hold, you know, some of the sacred information and knowledge that got taken over. And, you know, if people really trace back to when a certain level of invasion of the human consciousness took place, we would recognize that, you know, these wars don't hold any credibility. It's all a big plot to keep us from uniting and unifying in this particular period that we're in right now.
Yeah, I agree. The minds talk about this ninth wave of unity consciousness, and I have been feeling this energy coming in, and especially recently, and we are coming into this huge alignment with galactic plane, you know, which is a massive magnetic wave that we're going to be going through with a lot of debris in it as well, you know, so it's going to be interesting. But, you know, I look at this situation here, and what I'm seeing is that anything that doesn't align with unity consciousness or the higher vibrations of love and joy and bliss and service to humanity, you know, those things is going to have a really hard time, especially in the next 6 weeks as we move into, you know, the peak of this energy and on the other side of it as well. But I'm just seeing people losing it, that the tyrants are really exposing themselves. They're just blatantly doing things that are just totally undeniable. You know, they're falling one by one. They're eating each other. You know, they're warring upon each other. Their lust for power and wealth is turning in on their own people, you know, and it's just one big convoluted mess right now. And which is part of, you know, like semantics, when you have a huge amount of energy come in, everything goes into chaos for a little while, and then it goes to the next level and finds equilibrium. And we seem to be going through one burst after another of energy, and it's exponential in nature. You know, the higher beings are telling me, the main thing they're saying, we need to release the past and, you know, find forgiveness and let go of all the old grudges and wounds and traumas, you know, wrong
nice.
Conclusions from past experiences, you know, within ourselves, you know, get rid of those. And then the other thing they've been saying, making it very clear, is that to make it through these shifts and everything, that they said basically tyranny is coming to a close because those of that consciousness are of a very dense nature, you might say, energetically and even physically, and that density is not going to make it, you know, in to where we're going. It's their even their physical bodies, their empires, their belief systems, everything that they've tried to create is just going to be shaken down to the very, you know, foundation. And it's, and I'm seeing that happening right now. We're in the, we're in that process.
Definitely. I mean, it's like an immune system that's increasing in strength, and just everything that just gets blasted by that force just, you know, dissolves. It just, it doesn't make it. And our unified energy is like the global immune system. It's going to continue to increase. And the more beings that can jump aboard and just embrace this, you know, the less they're going to have to be part of that chaotic separate, you know, as the wheat and the chaff separate. And I mean, that's what's so incredible, because I'm feeling that so strongly. The synchronicities are more than ever showing up in my life. You know, no matter what's going on in the world, it's like we don't have to match it. We're not really of it. We can simply, you know, walk in our truth and in that intention, and notice that what we're experiencing is so different than the ones that are still holding on to dear life to the old paradigm. And, you know, it's like a massive detox or purging. And the chaos of the physical body, when it does heal, is exactly how it's feeling right now. And so there is just a branching away, the organic compared to just the artificial, or the, you know, just these distortions in programming. They can't make it through these gates. And a lot of the collective, most of the collective, hasn't really reached the point of being able to even understand this. And so, you know, perhaps they'll have to repeat the time loop and go through this again to pull more of who they are out, you know, because adversity is really what takes sometimes. Maybe people will have to experience, you know, this whole other timeline that's pretty artificial in order to see what they're not, to begin to return. But, you know, there's a lot of lessons left for a lot of beings. But there's definitely, the gateways are opening, the stargates, and there's definitely an ascension happening that I'm feeling. And I love that you said that these beings are telling me that, because I just can't imagine anything more important right now than forgiveness and letting go of the past. Because everything we're seeing in the world right now is to keep us locked into, you know, just this war that's been going on for so long, that's just taken new forms. And it's totally so that we just keep holding on, and that we don't lose our grip, and then so we stay stuck. Because they want to feed off of us. That's all they've got for a life force.
Yeah, it seems like the, you know, the ancient tools of the past still apply today, and it's very simple. You know, right thinking, right action. You know, right diet, whatever. You know, whatever you want to just look at these basics, and you know, war is not right thinking. You know, it's like, it's basically, if we're all one, you know, and we all exist within the unified field, anything you do to another, you do to your, you know, yourself. And the karmic implications, you know, one soldier, they interviewed him, and he says, you know, he goes, every time I take another life, I feel like I just lost a part of my own soul.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go, wow, what a reality. You know, what an incredible thing for this guy in the middle of this war over there. And I think it was in Iraq. And I go, what a thing to say. You know, that was so profound, and I wish all of the other soldiers would hear that, you know, and see that they're basically fighting for corporations. It has nothing to do with terror or anything else. It's all about oil and power.
And it's so devastating that
you know, so it's, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's just so devastating, you know, to think that, you know, they really think that they're being of service. I mean, whole service to others. I mean, so many people are on that path of service, but completely in the wrong arena, serving the wrong agenda, but it's their heart, you know, that thinks that they're doing the right thing. And I think because we're in alignment with the galactic plane, and there's more unity consciousness, waves of love just coming in based on just being aligned with the galactic plane, that these sort of revelations are going to hit people. That they're going to realize, you know, wait a second, this doesn't feel right, something's wrong here. And I just hope to hear more of those kind of stories, because there should be something really lighting up for people that says, wait a second, you know, this isn't the right way to go about things.
Yeah,
and,
a lot
you know, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, I'm seeing YouTube, all over YouTube, they have all these ex-Marines and people in the military stepping up. And, you know, there seems to be a major movement right now, with a lot of generals and a lot of top military people are saying, you know what, this isn't working. This isn't what we signed up for. And, you know, all these bills that are signed where we totally lose our personal freedom now, This is, you know, the same program that we went through, you know, in with Nazi Germany. You know, it's moving in the exact same direction. You know, the homeland security is, you know, the fatherland, you know, like what's, you know, I can't remember the name of them, but, you know, they had the same program going. But, you know, you look at this and you go, wow, didn't we learn last time what happens when you get a dictator, what happens when you have a massive army, you know, spread out all across the world? You know, what happens when, you know, the vast majority of people are on the government dole and most of them are around security taking orders from somebody else to, and, you know, we're losing our right to privacy, you know, our even right to a trial, everything. All of our base rights have just gone out the window with all of these new executive orders and other things that are being signed. But, you know, a lot of these people in the military are saying, you know what, we took an oath. And we're here to protect the Constitution and, you know, to protect, you know, people from enemies, foreign and domestic, you know. So basically that oath seems to be still intact with a lot of people within the military. And they're going, wait a second, this this isn't right. Take it one step further, you know, and just say, okay, well, I took an oath to, you know, what about taking that same constitution and applying it to other countries and give them the same rights and protect them as well and not be becoming the foreign enemy that is invading another country, you know? You know, if they just reevaluate this whole separation game that's going on and the oath that they took and also realize there's, you know, that, you know, those are the other children of God, you know, over there that they're bombing and destroying or whatever with families and just like ours. You know, we come to that realization, which I think we are as a collective. Eventually, this is all just going to implode on itself.
Well, it has to. I mean, it's just shocking that it happened much sooner because, I mean, this has been playing out so long. And the fact that it's still alive and well and people are, you know, still signing up for it and not really seeing, I mean, I know they are more so than ever, but I'm just still shocked at the numbers. I mean, because just on an instinctual level, just with common sense, I mean, we're in one body, but it's filled with different organs that are diverse. Mm-hmm. And the heart can't attack the lungs just because it's different. I mean, they need to work together. I mean, the thing is everything, star systems, everything beyond, you know, the earth plane, all these beings, all these different extraterrestrial races, everything in the universe, no matter how diverse and different it is, you know, ultimately we're one. We have to work together or else the system doesn't work. And that's the same with the human body. If we're not in balance, we're easily attacked. If, you know, there's some wounding or disconnect in some organ or part of our own, you know, body system, you know, we get sick and we can't function. And so it's playing out the exact same way on the earth plane as earth and organism, that all these humans are warring against each other, and it's like a sick human body that just doesn't understand integration, harmony, and the need for all these different diverse systems to work together under one acknowledging, you know, force of unity and oneness. And it's not sameness. You know, to me, oneness is diversity and harmony, and separation is diversity working against each other. And it doesn't work for us physically in our own bodies. How the hell is it going to work for us on a planet? And people just don't see the connection between an earth organism and the human body. They think earth is just, you know, dirt and water, and we're just here trying to, you know, create some level of justice. But the enemy is the one that's causing all this, that's making us go to war, because there's no real enemy except for that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till they just
figure it out.
I mean, imagine everybody, you know, that 1% or whatever, you know, had to answer to the National Guard, the military, and all these people that have signed their lives away, you know, to put them on the spot. And I was hoping, you know, before anybody goes to the election, that we could do this before we're willing to cast the vote, you know, that we can put them all on the spot before we go in there and choose to continue this game, that we say, wait a second, you need to answer some of these questions for us before we, you know, are going to give you our vote. But nobody does, and, you know, there's just this unconscious trust. And I understand that people, you know, are born very trusting and open-hearted, but, you know, how much more does it take? It's just so damn obvious.
Yeah, I agree with it. You know, I was noticing that is, like, basically you had a two-party system totally in control of the mainstream media, and they just aced out all the other candidates and – they never even got a voice. But, you know, on YouTube and things like that, if you listen to the third-party candidates, they were asking those questions. They were asking the tough questions, which is why they were shut off and weren't given a voice and just, you know, made to disappear. But again, the mainstream public, too, needs to go, wait a second, I should listen to all the candidates before I make my choice. I mean, that's individual responsibility again, you know, where people need to say, wait a second, I need to listen to the whole truth before I vote for this other person. I want to look at their track record and have they measured up to their promises, you know, in the past and things like that. And you know, go back to the basics. I heard one guy saying, you know, are we better off now than we were before, you know? Are we monetarily better off? You know, is the condition of our food and our environment better off? You know, and you start listening to all these things about before you vote for somebody, ask yourself, you know, are all these areas, have they improved or have they degraded? You know, and right now our environment is totally degraded. Our food is degraded into overprocessed, acid forming, GMO, chemically polluted garbage, you know. The water is so full of toxins that it's unsuitable for drinking, basically, in most cities, you know, and they keep changing the levels or whatever. You know, you look at all these measurements and you go, wow, obviously we're doing something wrong. And you know, a form of insanity is to do the same thing over and over expecting a different result. And that's what we're doing. And I think people are finally starting to wake up, especially the youth are starting to wake up and go, wow, wait a second, you know, this is all a very ugly mind control game going on here. And they're just not wanting to participate in it.
I'm so glad you said that. I mean, I have two boys that are 14. They're twins. They're not identical. But, I mean, they spot all this. I mean, I think we saw something. There's a preview about the story of the death of Osama bin Laden. My son just looked at me, shakes his head. He's just like, nope, you know, lies. And I was just like, thank God. You know, I don't have to really work on these kids to, you know, see through all of this. And it's just funny what you said about insanity, because I think I posted on Facebook right before the election. I'm like, people, come on. Like, yes, exactly what you said. They are pulling away the candidates that really count. So it's up to us to say, excuse me, wait a second. I don't know why humanity is just like, I mean, when I lived in D.C., people would wave flags for Bush, and they don't even know anything about him. They don't even question it. It's just because, you know, it's just the thing to do. That's what it means to be a Republican. And, you know, these people are completely unconscious, just going with the program. And, you know, people just don't, you know, care to dig deep. It's you know, people want to be raised by I call it a step-parent. You know, our society, the global elite, is like a wicked step-parent that's taken over and separated us from our primordial parents, from our own deeper nature. And we're like letting this other thing raise us, and we gladly, you know, give ourselves to it, thinking that, you know, it's really looking out for us. And I'm just, you know, it's just mind-blowing times. But I agree, you know, people really are waking up, because nothing has changed. Our environment's gotten worse. You know, they don't answer to anything. And, you know, people in the truth movement or whatever you want to call it, with all their stories of abductions and all these whistleblowers coming out, you know, there's plenty out there for people to shuffle through to get the information they need to see at least, you know, a little bit more clearly. And the thing is, it's not about, you know, having it all figured out. It's the beauty is that we're all talking about it. The fact that we're able to have these kind of conversations. You know, I don't think any of us are bored of having some kind of gray areas where there is some level of confusion. But the point is that we all get together and we talk, and we just, you know, really just start to focus on the fact that we're the government and we're the ones who decide, and our own personal families, our relationships, our relationship with ourself and spirit, that's the true authority. And, you know, the rest of it has to go.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of people haven't really done their history lessons and realized that we do live in a republic, you know, where every man and woman are king in their own land, you know, and basically we do have basic rights, you know, they're God-given rights, and those rights are innate within everybody. But if we don't stand up for those rights, you know, we lose them if we're not paying attention. And the original, you know, the republic that we once had, you know, has been changed into, you know, the United States Corporation, and it's no longer our country anymore. It's owned by, you know, the banksters and the elite. So until we break through that program and get back to, you know, our original God-given rights and stand up and say we, you know, we do have the right, you know, right to privacy, the right to freedom, the right to prosperity, all of these base rights, you know, and not participate in this manufactured lack program that's going on and enslavement through dependency and all these other things, you know, I think it's all about consciousness and people awakening to who they are, that they're divine beings and they're not here to be slaves to other ET races or governments or puppets, you know, of these groups. You know, that's what it all boils down to, it seems, is consciousness and people waking up to their true divine nature and standing up and doing right thinking, right action, you know, right living.
Absolutely, totally. You know, and it has to start, you know, right with the self and with the family. I mean, people are carrying abuse patterns and ancestral patterns that create so much drama and crisis in their lives and dysfunction. And, you know, and they're plugged into the system in that dependent way that you said. And, you know, it's recognizing that, you know, it all starts here, the inner work, recognizing that we're divine beings, that we need to step up to the highest good in ourselves and others, because nobody can come along and do that for us. There's no real state except for what's within the self. There's no chosen one except for love and wisdom, and we all have access to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we don't take those steps, we don't step it up in our own personal life within ourselves, then, you know, we're just a reflection of the collective and how broken everything is. And we're just another agent of its enabling, and we're just enablers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know why people aren't pushed enough to be inspired to connect to the true bliss and abundance of unconditional love that's out there. You know, but it's that gratification. You know, people are addicted. They're addicted to television. They, you know, they want their beer. They want, you know, and they're so desensitized that they just don't even know that there's this whole other side to it. Mm-hmm. And that's just why I love doing what I do. And I love the fact that you're doing what you do, because, you know, that's what inspires people. It's just they see another way. They see, you know, that glow, that you know, that, you know, like when I saw you on the Skype at the UFO conference in South Africa, it was just like, you know, it's just like, you know, people are so inspired. It's not like anybody's like talking down to them or saying you should do this or you should do that. It's just simple embodying your truth, your love nature, and it's contagious. And so I'm just so grateful for all that, you know, we're all doing, and it's making a huge difference. And it's really just people are just like, wow, there is another way.
It is. It's all about working together and get out of this competition game, you know, and one-upmanship, which that has to happen even in the spiritual and the UFO community as well. You know, we all need to combine and start working together and stop this separation game, and then we're going to get to see some results. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour, so what's the best way that people can get in touch with you and follow your work?
My website's cosmicgaiasophia.com, and there you'll see the conferences I'll be doing and the services that I provide, and pretty much everything's there.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and it's been very enlightening, and we'll have to do it again.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I love your perspective, and I'm so grateful to be here, so thank you.
All right, keep up the great work.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, it's James Gillen signing off. Have a great day, and, you know, it's time to step up and step into your own self-authority and do it with impeccable integrity and try a little right thinking, a little right action, and see what happens. You never know.